We are continuing on Shiurim on Otzot Chaim. We are on. We are doing the perek of learning the perek of Sha'arich, perek Aleph Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, and we stopped off basically in the middle of this very short perek, and we decided we're going to start over the perek just as a quick chazal. So let's start again from perek Aleph of Sha'arich.
That's interesting.
Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. Okay. Now it's interesting to know that this is probably the shortest parak in Otzot Chaim. In Etzchaim is probably the longest. They have 14 pchokim, and I know that I pointed out this last time. It's a bit of a shame that we don't really get a full picture of what's going on. But again, that's the pros and cons of learning a kitzur. But anyways, that's the material over here. So let's go. Nivar ate tikun ach asher nitkon ache tikun atik. So we built atik. How do you build atik? Again, you take a bit of ma, take a bit of ben on both sides, and that is going to be mashlin the pasuk. So we're going to do that with arich now. So again, maybe I'll show you the chart as we go along. Remember, this is the chart, the ma chart. The Machad. In the Machad, we'll find the various Patsufim took a little bit of what's called the Ma. A little bit of the Ma. So let's get a focus on this exactly. So again, let's just outline this chart just to get familiar again. So over here, you have the various Patsufim. Atik, Avir, Abba V'ima, and then you have Zun. Those are the five major Patsufim. Atik, Avir, and Zun. Now this is the Ma chart over here. So in Ma you have Keter, Chochma, Bina. So we're going to see exactly what did Atik take, what did Arif take, Abba V'ima, and Zum. Atik, what did he take from the Ma chart? So if you look over here, he took from the Keser, all the Kesavim, all the Keser, the whole line, the Esters, all these Esters spheres in every sphere, and therefore he took all the Esters spheres that we know, that we did. Now we're talking about Arich. Arich, he took all the Chochma of the Ma chart. Okay, so that's so much for the. That's all we have to know. Now, when it comes to the Ben chart, which is a very similar setup, this is the Ben chart. So again, Atik, what did he take? He took a bit more here. He took, as we know, he took the Har, the Gar, and the Dar, and the Zayin Ksavim. And now we're talking about Arich. Arich shared the Keser of Ben. So Atik took half of Ben, and Arich took the other. Arich took the other part of Ben. Okay, so through this combination of Ma'u Ben formed the basis of this new pasuk called Atik. Arich. Again, Arich was formed through these two things. So let's see that again. Hine nizbar le'er shenas b'chinas chokhma d'ma, as we saw, shehen b'chinas nukudas d'ma, v'chein chamesh svirot achronis v'keta d'ben. V'hu kolet docha v'nukva shehen ma'u ben, v'yamino u'v'smolo kva, k'niz gale. Let's continue. V'hine hu malbish le'atik b'ofen zim. Now, besides the fact that Atik and Arich now have been created by the fact that they gather together these two koichos called the Ma and Ben, which are Shemesh, right? There is also a Halbosha, meaning there's one going to be growing on, basically, on top of the other. So what does the Halbosha look like? So he says as follows, V'hine. V'hine umal v'shle atik bofen zeh, ki hine shlosh rishon zde atik, if shayit labishu. So we know that it's impossible in order for, because we know that the first top three, the Keter, Chochma, Bina of Atik, are called Reshet Deloid Yoda. That's the Loshon Zohar, that they're impossible to be known. So therefore, they're too powerful in order for Arich to be Malbish, even the Keter, Chochma, Bina, but rather he's going to be Malbish the Zayin Tachton of Arich. Therefore, the first top three of Atik are Megulim, and they are Begeder Makif for Arich. Let's continue. ואשר בתחנון דעתי כן לבודו מתלבשים בעריך באופן זה כי הכך בה דעריך מתלבשים בחג הדעתיק. So the picture is as follows. Let me show you a picture, a very simple picture, and this picture we showed you last time as well. Very simple picture over here. So in the black is represented by Atik, and in the red is represented by Arich. So again, Keter, Chochma, and Bina of Arich, Atik, are not Melubish. There's no red writing there because there's nothing on top of them. But rather, the Chagat of Arich, Atik, is going to be Melubish by the Keter, Chochma, Bina of Arich. And so the top part of Netzach, we're going to split Netzach into three parts, Hod into three parts, and Yesod is only going to be one part. So in the three parts of Atik, you're going to have the Chesed and Netzach of Arich. You're going to have over here the same thing over here. You're going to have the Hod and the Gvura of Arich. It's going to be Malbish or Tupakim. And then the Tiferet is going to be Malbish the Yesod. So you're going to see this effect of Arir being Malbish on top. Again, it's 360. Imagine a cylinder within a cylinder. And that's going to be the Halbosha. And we're going to see that the Hod and the Netzach, the Hod and the Netzach of Arir are left without any Halbosha whatsoever, for the simple reason that they dip into the world of Bria. So if you look over here, we have all this over here, all this Palsuf, these two Palsuf are all in the world of Atzilut, and these two over here, these two spheres are in the second hold of Arif, are going to be in the world, dipping into the world of Bria in order to give them substance. And the Rav says it's actually going to create them. It's on the way of creation, because there's no Bria per se. Let's continue. So therefore the Kachbad of Arif is going to be Malbish the Chagat of Atik. Now, let's go right there. Hashem HaTachton is the Avir Malbish Lenai the Atik Yomim. And the last three spheres of Netzach, Hod, Yesod, the Atik, what's going to be on top of that? But often, Ki, Hine, Tzlata Perakim Yesh B'Netzach. We split Netzach of Atik into three parts. Therefore, the Shnei Perakim Rishonim Tlabishim Toch Chesed V'Netzach the Arik. Chesed V'Netzach, as we showed in the picture, will be Malbish the first two Perakim of Atik. וכן שני פרקים ראשונים דהור דעתיק מתלבשים בתוך גבורה והור דערב. So גבורה and הור of ערב במרביש on top of the two higher פרקים of עתיק. Let's continue. ונשארו פרק האחרון דנצר ופרק האחרון דהור דעתיק מגולים בלתי התלבשו. That's what I showed you, those two last two prokim of Hod v'Netzach will give many be without any halbosh of Arich whatsoever. And Yishor lemato b'briya tachad atzilus kedei la'ir ba'olam abriya, in order to give them all. Let's continue. Ve'elu hem kedimyo shtei dodim shel behema sh'om de lemato etzel av ha'gloyim. And this is the musag of, we always try to medami, the Arizal tries to always medami things in order for us to see clearly what's going on. So he gives us examples in this world. So if you look at the dodim of a behema, the dodim of the behema are mamish at his feet, at her feet. Asher v'kol elu abchinos shel arir abba ve'ima ve'zun kishem nitkinu be'es shenitzlu hayu limatu bebriya. והתחילו לעלות ויניקו ויניקו תחילו בחינס בדעדי אודם דעדי באמה ואחרגע הגדילו יוסף ייניקו מדעדי אודם כמו שסבר לי כמון בזנת השם התחילה דרוש זה ועין שם. בקיצור, this is the way it happens. Every parzuf is made, and we couldn't speak exactly how the parzuf are created. Once they are created, they're in the world of Atzilus. Now, how do they continue their existence? Interesting fact is that they have to go into Bria. Now, why do they have to go from Atzilus into Bria? There's no breakage over here, there's no Chisolon. The answer is that since the Atik, which is going to be the Neshama of all the Patsufim, and Atik, his two last Pokim of Netzach Vahod are dipping into Bria in order to be Meyom Bria, in order to give life and substance to Bria. And there he's being mashpia there. Since the shefa there and the rest of the patsuf need the shefa, that's why they all dip down as well into Bri in order to be soaking up the shefa over there. Bine, a yesod shel atik yomim hu mitlabish toch perek elyon, I add that in, it's a tifer de arich. Again, that's over here. When you look at the yesod of atik, you're going to see the tiferet over here of arich being malbish on yesod. Ad ha-chaze shel arich, until the chaze, until the chest. And then it stops. Okay, that's what we got up to last week. Now let's continue. Veda. Ki yesod ha'atik yomim yesh bo chasadim gvod. Now, new parasha. We're talking about chasidim gvod. What are chasadim gvod? Again, as we know, we said this quite a few times during the shiurim we've given on Otayim and the Kavanas, that chasadim gvod are two very, very powerful units of Shefa, and they make things grow. Ariza refers to them as Maim Gadli Mitzah Ilan, the water which feeds and sources all things. So, where does this Korach come from? It comes from, obviously, we see from our goof that the Shefa, in order to be Moilid Shefa, comes from the Yesoidus. From the Yesod is going to come out what's called the Chasadim Gvot. Remember that, it's very important. Now, what do they look like? They look like five, by the way, there's five chasadim, v'chamish gvur. V'av v'sha'atik hu docha v'nukva k'niska, shehem ma'uveh. And then you expect, if he's a combination of zocha v'nukva, he should have ten altogether. That means five chasadim, five gvur on the male side, and five chasadim, five gvur on the male side, on the female side, because she has her strength, and he has his strength. So why do we only have 10 and not 20? The chain, the inkain, hayarui, that's his question over here. Shuribo chamisha chasadim chamisha gvoz mitzad azacha. Ve chamisha chasadim chamisha gvoz mitzad anukva. So why are there not 20? Why are there only 10? Adel sheyesh be'abba v'ima, v'chein bezun, k'mo shivadim mikoma. They all have 20. Abba v'ima, that means he has 10, she has 10. Zun, ze'ampin has 10, nukva has 10. So why is the exception? Aval tishe sham dach of nukva hem bapatzu v'nifchadim mecholukim nefishe es chasadim gvur v'kol ovem echad nehem. Since the two separate patzufim abba v'ima zun zeh ampin en nukva, aval kan the dach of nukva atik hem patzuf echa mashem. When you deal with arich and kol sheken atik and everything above, the mamet tzubundin, the completely together, consists to be one patzuf. That's why we don't find 10 chasadim gvur, but rather only five chasadim, five gvur. Kniska le'er, chay lo ayu rak chamisha chasadim v'chamisha gvuros. Now, ve'elu chasadim gvuros yotzu umidgadim betoch pi yesod atik. Now, where does it come from? Again, like I told you, from the yesod pi atik. Now, ne'elam muluvish betoch arech, because remember the arech is malvish on top of it, and therefore hiding the yesod of atik. And therefore, you don't see actually the chasadim coming out, or the gvuros. Now, what happens? The mispashtim chasadim mikav yamin, the arim bibifnim, the gvurois bekav small, so chasadim according to the right side of atik, and which is inside the arich. And then the left hand side is the hashpah, the gvurois being mispashted on the left hand side of arim. Kemosh shinizbar bezat Hashem, be'in abba v'ima v'ayin sham. Okay, now we're doing the next shah called shah abba v'ima. Now, really, all these shah that we're going to be doing, Abba v'ima, Zun, really everything has to be looked at together because there's only one very similar process happening to all of them. Shah Abba v'ima Perek Aleph. V'atah, Nevaya Tikkun Abba v'ima. Now we're going to explain the creation of Abba v'ima. V'nitkan Achah Tikkun Arech. After we fixed Atik, and after Arech was fixed through the Mazen Benz, now we're going to fix up what's called the Tikkun of Abba v'ima. The gam hem yinaku tchila besod dade beheim debriya. They're going to go down and be yoinik from this shefa from atik, which is called dade beheim, which is doing to dade beheim. Va'achik alu beatzilus. Once they again they start in atzilus, they go down to briya, then they go back up to briya in order to finish up. It's called the yinika stage to be yoinik from dade odom which is on the tiferes of the parts of Shemeilah. V'achek ka'olu be'atzilus v'yinoku midad de'odom. K'nu shizbali, come on, b'zot Hashem, zun, ayin sham. Now, v'nai v'are at e'ach abav imit labishim b'la'ach. Now, we have to discuss, the next point is, how is one, where is abav ima? Vis-a-vis Arach. You saw this, we know, you saw the Haboshet. The question is, how is one malbish the other? So let's see that inside, actually. So we're going to take out our mam ben chart. So it's never home, never leave home without them. They're very useful. Now, this is the we'll start with the mat chart. Now, who can see over here what Abba took to create his parsuf and what Ima took to take the parsuf? Let's look inside. Let's focus in here. Go ahead, David. What do you see over here? Where do you see Abba over here? Oh, the green. Here's Abba. This is the mat chart. So what did he take? You see, clearly he took the Keter, Chochma, Bina, Dat, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferet. And he took as far as Gvur, so, and the Tiferet Shlish Elyon. That's what he took on the Ma. Very simple. So he took some of this, what's called the Ma. Now, what did he take from the Ben? He took very simply, look at the green. He took the Chesed, Gvur, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisrael, Malchut. That's what he took from the Ben chart in order to Misakhen. What did Ima take? She took all the yellow. She took from the Bina side. That's on the Ben chart. And what did she take on the Ma side? She took the rest. She shared Bina with Abba. He took the first five, first Keter Chochma, Bina, and Ata Tiferes, and she took the rest. Okay? That's what he's saying over here right now. Let's see that again. Both Abba Vima, both took half and half of Bina Dema. Shem bechinas tagin dema. Vaod lakach Abba shevet achdonot to chokma de ben. He took also a little bit from the ben side called the chokma. Took the zayin tachtoni. And Ima, what did Ima take on the ben side? Ima lakra shesh tachtonis de bina de ben. Kishlosh rishonot to chokma de ben. Vaabo rishonot de bina de ben. Kva bi anu shloku atik. Because atik already took the higher bechinas. And therefore he was left out with the last three. The last six. Now let's continue. Ella, but he's just mentioning again in passing the difficulties that we found in Shah Atik was all the sfeikas. Remember, Ella, she stopped lana kama bechinas lakach mehem. We don't know exactly which bechinas which made what in panim or ach keniskel el be inyan atik. Val del zel isha safik gam be'alba ve'iman keniskel el. Let's continue. The inke nimsa ki bechinas chokma deven lo lakach abba rak sfiras chesed sheba lemata. We know that what? That if you look again on the ben chart, what did chokma take? That means what did abba take? Abba took from chokma. Let's see it again. There's no sfeikas by the ma. There's only sfeikas by the ben. So if you look at abba. What did Abba took? Abba took from the Chochma of Ben. And he says, Ve'im ke'enim, like, Ki'bechinas Chochma de Ben, lo lakach Abba rak me'sfir chesed. If you look over here, what's the first sphere that he took? He took chesed over here. It's very important, because he's going to have two pshatim in this. Lako me'bechinas Ben, ela be'sfir chesed. Now, Ima, what did Ima start taking? She took from the Gevura of Bina. So he took chesed, she took Bina. She took Gvura. So what does that mean? He's going to fit that into a pshat in the Zohar. Listen to this. Vinkem, let's repeat that. Vinkem, Nimsa b'chinas Abba deben lo lokach Abba rak sviras chesed sheba, which is over here. And v'ima lo lokach ele mibinat ben ele misviras Gvura, which is over here. Well, amata, u'bezit havin ma shekosu b'zohar, the Abba achid v'talia b'chesed, the Abba is tall in chesed, the Ima achidu da v'talia b'gvura, havin ze heiter. So, if you'd read this cryptic loshon in the Zohar, you wouldn't understand b'chlo what he's talking about. But now that we have the Ma and Ben chart in front of us, we know exactly what this means. We know as well that when we say parts of Arech, you have to reckon that it's kolul in Arech, both docha and nukva. Azocha mitzad yamin, venukva mitzad smon. Velisivu zo kasher bo'u abba ve'ima l'labesh et Arech, abba hilbish et kav yamin. Therefore, it makes sense that abba was malbish on the right hand side of Arech, and ima was malbish on the left hand side. Kimo shikatav. Ve'ini zeh ba'ofen zeh. Now we're going to explain more into detail. Ki shnei ksorim, the abba ve'ima. If you look at the picture of Arech, and we said abba is on top of the right hand side of Arech, ima is on the left hand side of Arech, therefore the ksorim would mamish fit on the goron de Arech. Remember this. Zim yamin, zim small. Shah parts of shel abba ve'ima. What about the rest of the spheres of abba ve'ima? Hilbushus arich min hagoron ulemat atibo de'arich. And the rest of the spheres, right, were migoron ad atibo until the end of the chazer. Abba yamin again, ve'ima on the left hand side. Zeh bezroa chesed, this will be on the right hand side, which is called the chesed side. And zeh bezroa gvor, and this will be on the gvor side. The gamzu pil shenu kimosh v'tav v'el k'nizka bezroa. The Abba, what does the Zohar say? The Zohar says, Abba achid v'talia b'chesed. V'imya achidah v'talia b'gvor. This is the second shot. The shot is, and when there's a habosha Abba v'im on the arir, Abba is always on the chesed side. And Ima is always on the left hand side, which is the Gvur side. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. Another Pshat that Abi is always taller in Chesin, Ima is always taller in Gvur. Let's continue. V'tzavuz v'shafaret b'chinas eilu. Ki alon izbar le'er she'abba v'ima nichluku le'abba patzufim. Ve'im Abba v'ima, ve'abba v'ima eloyim, v'nikra chokma v'bina, ve'yisra saba v'tfuna. וצורך לפרטם איך אבאסה מלבישם לארי רד גורן לעתיבו כניסקר. Let me explain to you this now. Now we know that what? We know that Abba ואימא is מלביש on ארך from the גורן of ארך until the rest, till the end of the chest of ארך. A particular area. From the גורן until the end of the chest. That's the entirety of it. But we know as well that Abba ve'ima are split into another subdivision called Yisra Saba and Yisra Saba and Tvuna. That means if you look at Abba ve'ima, you'll see four boxes. Top right hand box, you'll see Abba Eloin is called. Top left hand box, you'll see Ima Eloin. We said this many times. Underneath Abba Eloin will be Yisra Saba, and underneath Ima Eloin you'll find what's called Tvuna. Now we have to fix these four parts of it onto the chest of Arech. Now how is that going to fit? And each one has 10 spheres. So you have 40 spheres going to the chest of Arech. Now that's what he's going to explain to us now. V'chein v'lachein t'chil etzor elat etziba mi gorem abba v'ima and yisra saba and tuna shir b'shu ba'arech. Now first of all we understand how b'chlal did they come about? How is it that they were made into four patsufim? והטעם הוא בחינת יסוד של עתיק יומי מתלבש בתוך פנימיות הארך כנזכלה. Now let's follow this logic over here. It's very interesting. Very interesting what happens now. Now this is a glick. The way we're going to see now the formation of a patsuf right under our eyes here. When we speak about these patsufim, but how did they actually come about? Now this is the first glimpse actually we see in the creation of a patsuf. It's very interesting. Now the way it happens again, we know there's a koach, the strongest koach, which is called what? Chasodim v'gvuros, chug. Where does it come from? We also know that it comes from the yesod de'atik, from yesod. He's the first pasuk. He's mashpir, what's called the chug. Now we don't see it. Why don't we see it? Because arich is malbish on top of the yesod de'arich. Therefore, the chasodim v'gvuros are coming out by being covered over by arich. Now. Kemosh izbar bekomen beinyan zah. Shel sibas heyos betoch shnei yesod az abba ve'ima. Gorom sheyotze mimenu chutz. Bechinas Yaakov. Yaakov is actually on the front. Leah is on the back. V'rachel malbishem et zah. So I see he's just bringing in a dugma ba'alma that in the same way these four parts are going to come about, that is exactly the same way that the other parts came about through zah. They they became other new parts of them called Yaakov, Rachel, and also Ador Midbar comes out. Ken haya be'erech be'inyan arech be'arech ki ha'arot chasadim gvuros ha'yot min yesod ha'atik mitlabesh ba'arech hem mamshichim o melakitim o me'achizim es ha'arot da'aba v'ima v'chein ha'kelim shalehem o metakinam sham from the goal downwards o mitlabeshim et ha'mokum ahu v'nasim sham pasum gmurim. So he explains to us a big yesod over here, and I'll tell you a pshat, which is based on the Tamin Tomea Chaim Zocho. Very interesting sefer, very good sefer. He's actually a Tamid Chavir of the Leshem Shabo Ocholom, as we know that's the grandfather of Rav Eliashiv. And this Tomea Chaim Zocho was one of the Ramim of Shah Shemayim. Many, many years ago, one of the Rosh Hashivas over there. And he wrote this Pirush on Ol Etz Chaim, came out of Ol Etz Chaim, called Tomer Chaim Zochum. Not very much known, but it gives a nice pshat over here. For example, so again, how did these Pasufim come into being? So we know the Yesod is that is Chasadim Gvuros. They're coming from the Yesod the Atik, which is Maluvish, by the Pasuf called Arich. Now, what exactly happens to this Chasadim Gvuros? They actually go down into Bria. And the Malaki design Tachtoni, remember we said there's a Shfira that happened. Agam, there was a Tikkun. But it wasn't complete Tikkun, because if there was a complete Tikkun, we wouldn't be here doing Tikkunim at all. The only point we're doing, the fact that we are still doing Tikkunim means there's still Shiva Malachim there. There's still work to be done. So therefore, the Chasadim Gvuros also coming Mishtatev, and going down, those are these words over these, all these adjectives that the Arizal throws in, hem mamshichim, o melakitim, o machizim, says the Tomei Achayim Zohar, the Pshat is over here, is that they go down into Bria, and Yisiyah, and Yitzira, and Asiyah, and they melakit all the Shivrei Kelim, which is Nogei to Abba V'ima, o me'achizim, and they grab hold onto them, and the Erez, or the Abba V'ima, and even onto the Oilers, which fell down to the bottom parts of Atzilus, v'chene Kelim Shalahem, of course. They came, there's two types of Kelim. There's a Kelim of Abba V'ima that only fell down to the bottom part of Atzilus. And there's also Kelim that fell all the way down into Bia as well. Omitakinim Sham, and they bring them all the way back up into the Chazeh, into the Goron of Arich, and there's a tikkun over there. Malbishim is a mokom ahu, v'nasim sham pasuf gemuri, and that's how Abba V'Imo will come into play. V'inyan ki yesod atik hu yesod ducha. Now let's get into more detail exactly how did this happen. Now the vault over here, when you have atik ba mashbia, where's the mashbia al yedi yesod? And the Yesod of Ducha of Atik is Hutzar ve'Oroch. It's long and thin. Ve'enu Rochav ki Yesod Ima Anichnas Bereisha Deza Shuhu Yesod Anukva. And his Yesod is not obviously like Yesod the Ima. Yesod the Ima is more Rochav. His is Tzar ve'Oroch. And her, and it works different, because her Yesod goes, her, which is called the Beis HaRechem, Asheba Noter Avlan, V'hu Rocha, V'yochol Lisbo B'tocho Chasadim Gvuros. It's able to mekabel the Chasadim Gvuros into Yesod. Ma She'en Ken B'Yesod Dezachor, Shu Tzar Me'od De'er Tzino, it's very tight and small, Liot Tzar, V'lachein Ein Mokom Lisbo B'tocho Chasadim Gvuros. Right? Because the Chasadim Gvuros are coming all the way up from the Das, the mispash all down to into his yesod, and his yesod is too tight to hold the bechalal. So what's going to happen? You can't have both of them together there. It's five chasadim, five gvuros. They can't hold themselves there. But rather, omnam tchila nichnasim mispashim beyodim lemala milemala gvuros betocho. First, what happens? Again, we have five chasadim, five gvuros. What comes down first? The gvuros, because they're the last ones. So since they're the last ones on the list, that's why they come down first, because they're the bottom ones. Lufi, and explain it. She'itra shel gvoz means the top of the gvoz, the gvoz, the ksorim of the gvoz, kilo, who mocha revir, that means you have chokhma binam, chub chub, it's called, chasadim, chokhma binam, chasadim gvoz. That's the way it goes. Always chub chub, that's the cloud. So out of those four denominations, chokhma, bina, right? Chasadim, gvoz. Gvoz is the last one on the list. So if you look at me top, from bottom to top, those are the ktorim of this list. They are the last ones, so they come down first. Even though the bechinas of moach revi atato mikol arba moachim kenoda lechem moa moach atato yored tchila mispasha v'nichtas v'yisor. So those, the gvoz come down first, the five gvoz. Now listen to this. Kasher b'ayim achikah chasodim. When the chasodim go into the yisod, they find the place, wow, what's going on? It's all dochak here. It's all hem dochim. Dochim is a gvur motzim otzam lechutz. They can't fit in while the gvurs are still there. So therefore they push down the gvurs out from the yesod de aretik, atik. Hem dochim is a gvurs motzim otzam lechutz min yesod de piv v'lechutz. Va'agvus, so what happens now? The gvus come out from the yesod de atik. Va'agvus machmas chashka metavasa bechasadim and azachorim. Keder anukva shenema abo ve'el ishech tishukatech. And since the gvus need tikkun, they have a cheshek to stay with the chasadim. They don't want to leave. They've been kicked out of the yesod de atik. But since they have such a cheshek to stay by the chasadim, therefore, they have a koach and gvur. Only the gvur not can do this, not the chasadim. They have a koach to be choizer ulimala, which is very, very strange, because usually they're when the shepherd comes down, it goes straight down. But they have a koach to be choizer, because they're all choizer, the gvurs go back up, not into the yesod attic, but rather they go all around. That means 2.5 will be on the right hand side, and 2.5 will be on the left hand side of the yesod attic. לכן לא יורד למטה בגוף דעתק לספשת בגבק אלא דר על דר זם, because usually it happens like this, it goes down, like we seen that, it goes all the way down. אומנם כאשר הם מוצאים יוצאים מפי ויסוד ההלכות הם חוזר ועול לסיבובוס היסוד דעתק מבחוץ מקיפים לסיבובוס או מסבובוס אויסו ביסוד או חוזק נוקווי מיטת האילו. ועל ידי כן נמצא שמחבר מחסוד עם גבוס יחד ואין ביניהם רק מסך היסוד כי אלו הם בפנים ואלו בחוץ. So what happened? Let's just describe this in our own words. We have the gvoz coming down the yesod attic. I'm summarizing the process. It's coming down the yesod attic. They stay in the yesod attic. Then the chasodim come down and they push the gvoz out. They come out. And usually the process is that the gvoz should come all the way down and be mespashed on the rest of the group. You still with me? What happens is going to happen is that the five gvoz, they come out, and instead of going straight down, they have such a cheshit to be the chasodim, so therefore they're going to split. 2.5 is going to go to the right hand side, which is the ma side, and 2.5 side is going to go to the ben, to the left hand side. And that way they're going to have a connection, still connection to chasodim. Chasadim inside, and the gvoz all around. So that the nukva is mesaviv et aducha. Let's go by it. Kvan is by leir, ki yomokim sima yisod atik, hai yomokim chaz le'arich. We know the yisod went all the way down to arich, to the chest of arich. Venimse, ki ha-chasadim v'gvoz ha-niskorim, hem omdim kulam betoch arich, memokim chaz shilo v'lemala. That it comes out that if you look at where the yisod, the arich, it's melubish, the arich, chest is malubish on the attic yesod, and therefore it's all in the chest of arich. Frek da riza vim toma lama za yotzim tchila gvoz mitoche yesod bina. We find a very similar scenario. Again, all these processes repeat themselves over and over again. And we find that za, when za's moitzi these chasodim gvoz, these gvoz, for example, out of his yesod, they can fly into the next part of which is called bina, which is called nook. Mashiken over here, we find that they go up. What's the difference? In Zah, they go straight down. And by over here, by Atik, they go back up. My high. What's the difference? That's his question. Let's see that again. ואם תומה, למה בזה היות כשיות מתחילה הגבורות מתוך היסוד הבינו? יורדו ברגע עד יסוד זה, אסון זה come out from זה, they go straight into יסוד זה, ומכם הם עולות כניסגם. And over here, we can, הם עולות כניסגם, they go up. So what's going on? ויש לו מוצא חילוק. ויש לו, כי זה נפרד מן הנוקבה בפרצוף חלוקים. זה has two פרצופים. דהיינו, זה ונוקבה, it's two different פרצופים. וזה נתקם על ידי חסודים, ונוקבה נתקנת על ידי קבוצת הכלל, that the חסודים go to זה, the מיוחד for זה, because that's going to be built up through the חסודים when he gets from Bino. And the gvoz which he receives are not for himself, but rather for Nuk. Therefore, he takes and he passes it on. That's the tikkun over there. ולכן מוכרחים הגבוהות לירד אל היסוד, ליסוד זה אמפי, אשר הוא מכוון כנגד דאס דנוקבה, כדי שדרך שם יספשטו אל הנוקבה להגדיל ולתקן. In order that it should go down to the יסוד הזה, in order that it should go down to the דאס דנוקבה, and that's the final destination. There's nothing else for the gvoz to hang around about. אבל בערר דוב הנובה מאשר בו הם מחוברים בפר צופיך מה שאין כאילו, as we said this before, the ערר is a combination of נוקבה and דוחה, both on the right hand side is the male part, on the left hand side is the female part, therefore it's not one on top of the other like in Za, but rather they're stuck together, therefore that's what this is, קו ימין זה קו שמאל, ולכן גבור שבו הם מחוברת עם החסודים, that's why the חסודים are very closely tied together with the חסודים. The gvoz very tightly tied together with the chasadim. Elo bepanim, bepanim, ve'elo elo bifnim, ve'elo mebuchutz kinizka. That's why they stay closer. That's the gvoz that goes straight down. They stay together because they're still within their vicinity, which is called the mitzad of nukva. Ve'gam le'siba ki chasadim hem bay memad atik. The gvoz mi ben deatik is because it zulu umazu. Because we're always the parts of shilemate reflects the parts of shilemala. And vibar the parts of shilemala are very similar. It has a duchra as a side which is the male side is the ma side of atik on the right hand side, and the female side of atik is side by side, not on one on top of the other like zavino. Therefore, that is why we have a copy situation over here, a duplicate situation by Arir also. Male, female on right and left side, and that's why the chasodim are taking this formation. Let's see that inside. V'gam l'siba ki chasodim hem by memad atik, v'gvuot hem beben atik, v'gam sham hem mechuborim nikashchim ma'u ben bekeshe amitz keniska, and that's why also by atik you have the same formation. Let's continue. V'ine. גם החסודים יוצאים אחר כך מפי יסוד ולחוץ, ומסגלים תוך ערך להגדילו. הדרך כניסקה, הניסקה בזה. והם מוצאים את הגבורות שהם מקיפו ומסובבו אל יסוד העתיק. He's just repeating himself, again, a bit more detail. בימינו חצים שהם, שני גבורות וחצי, on the right hand side, two and a half will go on the right hand side of the יסוד העתיק. וחצי משמאלות משני גבורות וחצי on the left side. The way it's specifically the fashion explained, you have חסד גבורה, חסד גבורה תיפר, only שליש אלה תיפר on the right hand side, שני שליש תיפרת and נצר והוד on the left hand side of the יסוד העתיק. אז גבורות ממשוך עם עושם ומעלים עושם למעלה. So as the chasodim are also coming down, since the koach ha-gvua, they have this special koach to be male, to go up, they also schlep up the chasodim, instead of the chasodim naturally going down to be mashpashet on the rest of the patsuva, but rather they're going to be pushed back up through this kesher omitz that we have with the gvuot. As the chasodim rotzim lamod mebuchutz b'yamin miyasod, לפי ששם הוא בחינס מה ביסוד, אשר החסודים הם מנו כנודה. ואז הם דורכים איזה גבוז ועומדות בימין, Va'az holchim bagvus el asmo, meaning that they come down the chasodim from Yesod the attic, and they want to go down, but they're pulled back up because of the koach of the gvus, which want to be attached to them, because they need a tikkun, they need a mamtoka. That's why they keep them close. Where are they going to go? On the right hand side, you have 2.5 gvuos. On the left hand side, you have 2.5 gvuos. Since the chasodim gravitate automatically to the right hand side, they're going to push over the 2.5 gvuos from the left hand, from the right hand side over to the left hand side. So, kumtois, you're going to have 5 chasodim on the right hand side, and then 5 chasodim on the left hand side of this. You saw the attic. Being it. Ein mokum yachil et chozel imale b'tzad small kol chamishel gvur. Now, we just said it's going to be 5 on the left hand side, but the truth is they can't hold 5 on the left hand side. So what's going to happen? As ashtei gvurz v'chati shayu b'yamin hem yotu me'ulot holcho b'omdo b'kav small imale min ha'chazel. ושתי גבוהות וחצי האחרות היו בשמאל יורדו למטי מלאכה זה בצד שמאל ועד שמאל. That means like this. You have 2.5 gvuos on the right hand side, 2.5 gvuos on the left hand side. Now the ones on the right hand side are on a higher madrig than the ones on the left hand side, because it's chesed gvuos and shlish elyon tiferet. So therefore, because the chasadim are coming out, they're going to push the first these 2.5 on top of the other 2.5. The other 2.5 are going to be pushed down, so you're going to be 2 on the higher part of the yesod ha'atik, and 2.5 below the yesod ha'atik, and that automatically is going to generate the same movement on the chasadim side. 2.5 chasadim on the top part of the yesod ha'atik, connected the yesod ha'atik, and 2.5 parts of the chasadim below the yesod ha'atik. Venimsa comes, come to voice from this. The maskana is what happens now. What does the picture look like? Venimsa ata chamish gevur, chamish gevurot kulam mispashnu bekav yamin, bekav small, milamala lemata. Shtei chatzi lemala min yesod kenege asitum. That is kenege the yesod atik, which is on top. Veshtai vachatzi acherot milamata betzad giloy. Below, that means below the mokum. Below the mokum of the attic, the yisod attic. V'chein ader ze u'mamishpashet im ha'chamish ha'chasodim b'kav yamin shnai v'chatzim elemal keneged ha'chasitum v'shnai v'chatzim elemal keneged ha'giloi. It's 2.5 above keneged the yisod attic and 2.5 chasodim below the yisod attic. Nivtzu ata heyot kan. Nivtzu ata heyot kan alba b'chinon. That comes out. We have 4 b'chinos here, right? 2.5 chasadim on the right, 2.5 chasadim on the left. 2.5 chasadim on the below that, 2.5 gvuos on the left side. Now, what does that make you think of the 4 patsufim we were getting to? Remember, Abba v'may Eloin, Abba Eloin, Ima Eloin, Yisra Saba, and then Tuvuna. How did it come about? Through this process we just described. Through these 5 chasodim, 2 on the top, 2 on the bottom, 2.5 on the bottom. And the gvuz made up imai line, and they also made up tvuna. That's exactly the formation, and that's how it came about. Blachain says, Gomu lehotzi mikenegdem abba patsufim, comes out from there 4 patsufim. Vehem chasodim elyonim hotzi patsuf abba b'yamin lemala. The gvuos elyon and sotzi parts of ima bismo. Abba came out on the top right hand box. Ima became because of this on the left hand box. The chelimata chasodim should be yamin hotzi parts of yisasab. Yisasab came out from the bottom two and a half chasodim, and then on the bottom left hand box the gvuos atachtoynes hotzi mismol et parts of tvuna gavalti. We learn the goyse yisoy today is how is we spoke a lot about. These 4 boxes, Abba, Ima, Eloi, and Yisrael Saba, now we know exactly how they came about. Let's finish off. Benimsa. Ki yod shtei b'chines giloi v'situm ha'chasodim gorom hitchalkut chokma l'shnei patsufim b'yamin. Comes out because of this process that we explained about the chasodim being split up into 2 different parts, the high parts and the low parts, which called the mokum situm, they're called mokum giloi. Malkum Situm is referred to the part which is on top. and the Mokum Gilui Zepot, which is on the bottom, and that created the two parts of on the right hand side. And the two parts of on the left hand side. Heyot shtei bechinas gilu v'situm begvuos gom tchalukum bina v'leshtei parts of b'sfor. V'zu ma shenira le'an yazdati sheshemati betchilas mori zatzal zala. And this is what I think I heard from my Rebbe Ariza. Interesting enough, all of this is a Havamila. Sorry to disappoint everybody, but everything we describe, and it came out, everything is just a Havamila. What he thought, the Machor Rav Chaim Ital thought he heard from the Ariza. But in actuality, V'achikach Amali Mori, but really, Arizal knocked me on the shoulder and he said, he heard me say this plant, Amali Mori, and Arizal told me, excuse me, Ki ma shekatavnu le'el chasodim yotzi mechutz miyesod atik. That's true. She'einin in akach, that they did not split up this way, rather, Ela akachu, Ki shnei chasodim v'chatzi tu'nhaf chasodim nish'oru, Stumim b'toch yisodatik. 2.5 were in yisodatik. Veshnei chasodim v'chatzi achirim yordu b'gilu. They came out of yisodatik. Ulimati mina yisod, and they gravitated to the right hand side of the yisodatik. Mashenken begvuos kulam hem omdin migulois lechutz mitzad small v'heaven. So the gvuos all came all the mokum giloi. So we have two differences, two huge differences, and now there's maskona. Let's do balpe. What was the havamina? The havamina was, again, you have the yesod the atik, yesod the atik. On the right hand side of the yesod the atik, you have 2.5 chasadim. On the left hand side of the yesod the atik, you have 2.5 gvuos, and that's called mokum situm because it's very tight. Under there you have 2.5 chasodim in the mokum goloi, and then you have 2.5 chasodim into the mokum, two and a half gvuos in the mokum giloi. So you have 4 chalakim, which representing making the 4 parts of Abba Eloin, Ima Eloin, Yisasaba, and Tfuna. 4 parts of it, 4 chalukas. Havamina never happened. What happens as Ariza? That 2.5 chasadim stayed in the yesodatik, and 2.5 stayed on the right hand side. Both of them in mokum situm, and the 5 gvuos. Not there was 2 and 2 in the situm and 2 in the giloi, but rather all 5 gravitated downwards the mokum goloi. V'havin, and through that came about the 4 parts of them, not the way he originally thought. Okay, so again, we're in the middle of a long story, just in the middle, that's Perek Aleph. So Hashem, we're going to continue next time in Perek Beis, continue with the formation of the 4 Patsufim, as we spoke about now, just the beginning, and finishing on Abba V'Ima, then moving on B'zat Hashem to Zal. Okay, go ahead.